Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, Vegas Scores and Odds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of Vegas Scores and Odds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419, or go to VegasScoresandOdds.com.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Mandel. Call me the Goon. And we're staying alive in our fantasy teams, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting halfway through the season. We're moving quick. There's a bunch of crazy games on Sunday. Overperformers, underperformers. And we're here to talk about it all. And joining me, as always, is my co-host and good buddy, John Santucci, the Tooch. And Spaceball is with us as well. Gentlemen, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
One day I actually want to be your friend, too. Tooch is your friend. I'm nobody. I just sit here, you know, in L.A., mute button on the baseball game just because it's easier to watch than King of Queens. And, I mean, I just want to be your friend, Goon.
Oh, you're my friend. Of course you're my friend.
I'm goofing. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a very good mood. So go ahead. Anything going on, guys?
Yes, there is.
Baseball 6-0 in the barroom.
There is that too, but we also have some breaking news.
We interrupt this program for breaking Bears barroom news.
That's right, gentlemen. We have some breaking news in the National Football League. A trade has occurred. Jalen Ramsey has been traded to the Rams for 2 first-round picks. One in 2020 and the other in 2021. So Ramsey getting shipped off to the Rams, who placed Aqib Talib on IR this week. That's a huge move for them, but it's also going to help soothe the pain of losing Talib. But I got to get your reactions first, guys. I'll throw it to you first, Spaceball.
Well, being out here, you know, everybody's still talking about next week. The Lakers got their home opener. But the bottom line is, I don't know what they were doing there, guys, because I don't think – do you both agree they're not making the playoffs this year, even though it's only 6 weeks and they're still 500? I don't think they're making the playoffs. I think it's a stupid move. And by the way, I just don't like this when a player sits back. If you're – whatever player you're on, if you don't want to stay there anymore, you get the owners to trade you. I don't like that, and I think it's stupid, and I think it's an overreaction by the Rams trying to be something that they're obviously not. Hey, did you see the passing stats for Jared Goff last week? 78 yards.
Yeah. 78 not good.
Yards. You know what? I'm sorry. Every team loses people. One running back goes down, another running back steps up. How come it never affects the Pittsburgh Steelers?
That's a pretty good question.
Le'Veon Bell sat out, they got James Conner. I mean, they're on the third-string quarterback. No, you know, I think the Rams pulled the Dodgers move, overreacted.
A high price to pay, too.
Yeah.
The very high price to
especially, pay. Especially if this is going to be a losing season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, that's a high price, and Didn't
they also trade Marcus Peters?
Yeah. He was traded separately.
Where did he go?
He went to – hold on. I've got it right here. But, you know, I just don't understand what they're doing. No, I'm on the wrong site.
I got it. He was traded to the Ravens.
The Ravens, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
For an offensive lineman, I think, right?
I think a draft pick.
Yeah, undisclosed 2020 draft pick.
Okay. All right.
Right. You know what? I think they're doing – don't forget, we all sit back, and I'm sure it'll come up in conversation with some of their players, because who else is there available on a waiver wire other than Miami Dolphins? What do the Dolphins have, three first-round picks next year?
Something like that.
Yeah, they have the Steelers' first-round pick, I think, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes,
one
they
or
do.
Two. Two or three first-round picks, but they should be able to find a quarterback with one of those picks.
Because there are, I'll tell you, I watch a lot of, ever since my grandson went to Alabama, number one. The bottom line is, there's a lot of really good, I think there's four first-round quarterbacks this year, and I was listening to somebody said, I forgot what it was on the radio, on NFL radio, that one of the old-time coaches said there are three quarterbacks that will be starting quarterbacks that are in college this year.
Wow.
Because all teams are going to have to need quarterbacks. Huh?
There's some good talent
this year coming out.
There's great talent. Okay. Are we done with Jalen Ramsey with the Rams? Because I got something very important to ask both.
Yeah, we'll move on from that breaking news. What do you got, Spaceball?
Right. And thank you for that. Simple period, end of story. I'm asking you, I'm going to go to you first, Tooch. If tomorrow night the Bears barroom redrafted, if our league had a redraft tomorrow night and you had the first pick, Tooch, who do you take?
I took Christian McCaffrey with the second pick. So I probably would take him number one overall.
First?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Agoon.
It's a no doubter.
Who
it's
do
Christian.
You take?
It's Christian McCaffrey, 1,000,000%.
Okay. I knew that would be the answer. Now this is the weirdest thing that I've ever noticed. If you have the second pick, what running back do you take?
If you have the second pick overall, that's a tough question this year.
No, the second running back. Who?
If you have a second pick, what running back?
What running back would you take after Jim McCaffrey? I don't think there's a strong. It could be Le'Veon Bell now.
Yeah,
with,
I probably would take Bell second.
Yeah, because Zeke, the Cowboys, frustrate the crap out of me. And I don't think they're doing anything this year. Kamara, I guess he liked playing part-time with Ingram, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
I got some numbers
for
Kamara. He's got a high ankle sprain, but he has only under 15 fantasy points. He's had 13, 11, and 16 the past 3 weeks in fantasy points.
Yeah, and you know what? If you have Mark Ingram, that's good points. For Kamara, that's not good points. But that's amazing. You're pretty set. We pretty much know there's, what do we want to say, three quarterbacks at the top position.
Sure.
Mahomes, Watson, and probably Wilson.
Russell Wilson's in there, yeah.
I think you could make an argument for Nick Chubb in this number two spot. He's had a pretty good year.
You know what? Yeah, you could, even though the Browns, you know, that's like, you know, I didn't take who's that hot shot on the Cincinnati Bengals that nobody has in our league? What's his name?
The
wide receiver.
On Tate.
Yeah, Auden Tate.
I mean, nobody take him because I really don't want anybody on my roster that plays for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, it's tough. And there's some rumors that they're going to trade A.J. Green as well, so that's something to watch too.
They said, I read that rumor, and I forgot who had it on there, but it was a good rumor person, and I read that they would receive, not want, that they would get a first-round pick for him.
Wow.
You think that's – I would have never said that.
maybe 2 years ago.
Yep. Yeah. First of all, he's constantly hurt right now, and he's 31 years old. I don't know if I'd give up a first rounder for him.
Well, it's something to keep an eye on.
Somebody who's desperate.
Here's the top five running backs by fantasy point scoring. It's Christian McCaffrey, number one. Dalvin Cook, number two.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb, number three. Austin Eckler, number four. Yeah. And Aaron Jones, number five.
My guy, Aaron Jones.
Your guy played terrible this week.
He sure did. He dropped a sure thing touchdown.
Let's open the door to fantasy discussion. Did Williams replace him because of dropping the touchdown and the fumble?
Well, sure.
Is it going to be Williams the main ball carrier this week?
You know, I don't know if it's going to be going forward, but I think they're trying to get a point across because he was having a bad game. He had the fumble in the beginning of the game, and then he had that wide open touchdown that he dropped.
Yeah, wide open.
So he definitely replaced him yesterday.
I mean, see, that's the problem when they do this, when you have so many running backs. Like the Rams, all the rumors are, obviously, the guys that they have aren't that good. Malcolm Brown and who's the rookie that they were talking about that didn't do anything?
Darrell Henderson?
They need Gurley back. They need Gurley back like I need Gurley back.
Well, it was San Francisco defense pretty tough. I mean, I don't think anybody back there would have done much.
Well, is San Francisco the Super Bowl for the NFC?
They're looking good.
Possible.
I mean,
possible.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, it's undecided. You know, even AFC is just New England, and that's, you know, everyone else is a wild card.
I don't know if it's just New England. I'm telling you, New England's been winning because of their defense really lately.
They've been awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
The defense is – I heard somebody compare it to the 85 Bears. I don't think so, but we're biased. But
a little
bit. I will – a little bit, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that defense – Brady doesn't look sharp anymore. Now, you know, what would their receiving corps be with a different type of quarterback, with Kirk Cousins? I mean – Brady can't throw a deep ball anymore.
No, he does not appear that he can.
And you know what? Bless him, he's 42 years old. I wouldn't be able to throw it across a sidewalk. But the bottom line is that's a team that I think, you know what? I saw a different Jet team Sunday. I'm not announcing them the winner and everything. Robbie Anderson might be one of the fastest wide receivers I've ever seen. Did you see how he opened that reception by him? That was all touchdown because of Anderson, not because of the QB.
Yeah, he was just – he put the burners on, man.
They sure are better with Darnold, though.
And that's why I'm saying, are they – their defense has always been touted good. They got the guys finally back, their tight end, Herndon.
Chris Herndon,
I think his name is. He's back this week. You got Jeremy Kearse on the other side. You obviously might have a top five running back. I would say number two while this team gets it together better. You won't be able to stack the line against Le'Veon Bell anymore with Darnold back.
Yeah.
The kid's got rid of the mono. His spleen is not going to explode, guys.
Spleen Darnold.
Spleen. The spleen machine.
I'm surprised there's not a t-shirt. Oh, by the way, I bet you a producer at Fox will get in trouble. Did either of you have on the game tonight, the Yankee game?
No, I did not.
Not at the moment.
Okay, once again, you guys work. There was a guy, you know, remember when somebody came out middle of the year that the Yankees were, and they were selling T-shirts, freaking savages, because they were hitting so many home runs? Yes, somebody had a T-shirt that said the true definition of freaking. And if you were 6 years old and knew how to read, that's how easy it was to see on the screen.
That's no good. Bad news, you know, Bears.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was right there for the eye to see, and nobody talked about it. I thought Joe Buck would catch it and say, uh-oh, somebody's in trouble. You know, that would be typical Joe Buck.
Look out.
You know, have you guys noticed this season to be every week? Go back and look. Every week, there's two or three new darlings for the waiver wire.
There really is.
Every single week.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next week, that person was a bum. And everybody can't wait to get that person. And the next week was, look at Kansas City is a great example. They had three wide receivers each week get huge games. None of them had three of them. Last week it was Pringle. The week before it was Robinson. Nobody had two good games in the absence of Ty Hill. They all had just one. All these, you know, look at last night, the Packers with what was the kid's name?
Oh, Lazard.
Lazard. I mean,
yeah.
And he's never caught a ball in the NFL.
Tell you what, he's going to be a big pickup this week.
He's a local kid here from Urbandale, Iowa. Went to Iowa State, right down the road here from me.
Rodgers asked in the fourth quarter, let's put him in. Nothing else is working. And he loved the kid because the kid is huge. He's like 6'6".
It's pretty impressive. And I tell you what, they get a nice real quick, Spaceball, they have a nice matchup with the Raiders this week coming up. And if Geronimo Allison and Davante Adams are out, you're talking about a good play in fantasy.
Talking about a great play, but you know what? None of us are going to have the chance to pick him up.
Probably not, but for it's sure. A Bears barroom
for
league,
sure.
Though.
Well, I got a list of guys, though. If you stick around, Spaceball,
right.
Tooch's top target's coming up.
Uh-oh. Spaceball will be eating dinner by then.
Don't take my targets, please. I what do I get, the 14th to 28th? Do we snake in what you call it, two? In waiver wire, does our league snake?
It is opposite of the standings, I believe.
Because
yeah,
I have the next
pick?
To last pick. Sandman has the last pick.
So then, yeah, it's...
Right, so does everyone get a pick and then it goes back, you know, the lowest team gets the first pick all the way down to the best team, and then the lowest team goes back to the top, or does
exactly.
It snake back up?
I think it snakes back up.
I was thinking it was like the lowest team gets as many as they want, and then the next team gets as many as they want. You know, hopefully it's not that way. But
I wake up extraordinarily early, and I go on the site. Last week I went on the site. It was down because obviously they were putting all the information in. And I wake up, and it depresses me when I see that Aldo with dirty shots, he got the player I wanted.
who was that? It
kills me. I don't know. It's just that. Who was last week's first pickup? Wasn't it the running back last week?
Yeah, man, I don't know anymore. So many transactions.
It doesn't
matter.
It's getting me crazy, and I can't believe, going back to what you just said at the beginning of the show, Goon, we're halfway done.
It's nuts. It's been a crazy year.
Most fantasy leagues end in week 12, 13, or worst case scenario, 14.
Well, I tell you what, I'm just happy to be back to 500. I'm happy about that. I climbed out of the cellar, boys. I was 0-3.
All right.
But
good
you
job.
Know what? Yeah. And it would take you a month to catch up to me.
That's right.
And you know how I think I was telling my wife this last week? Yes, I do have a wife that likes to talk about fantasy football with me.
Oh, nice.
But last night I was talking to her. I was nice. It's the only thing I have going for me in my life, so it feels bad for me. The bottom line is that, you know, you sit back down and you say, I'm won the first six in a row. Why my head is screwed on wrong? I think now I can only go 6-7 for the season. Meaning I think it already is I'll lose the next seven in a row.
You'll probably still make the playoffs.
In our division, we probably would.
Yeah.
Well, in the other division, no. The way it stands now. But in ours, I really would. You know, I would love to have people, let us know what kind of league they play in, when does their season end, how does their draft go, et cetera, et cetera. It would be interesting to know what other leagues and teams do.
Yeah, for sure. We've had people on in the past. We're working on getting some other fantasy gentlemen to join us. I was thinking about, what was the new leagues, Tooch, that we talked about?
The one you sent me. You sent me the guillotine. Guillotine.
A friend of ours is in one of those leagues, so maybe we could have him on in the future to talk about that. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would we be able to do something like that starting at the second half of the season?
I tell you what, I'll look into it. That'd be awesome.
I mean, just to try it out, so whatever it is, even just to try it and see, because the way you described it to me, and I read a little bit of what you sent me, and then it required reading.
And I said, yeah, could.
You know, Christian McCaffrey wasn't drafted by me because his name's too long. I mean, there's too many letters in his name. I can't do that. So, you just let me know, and I'm there. I want to do that. I love the name.
Guillotine.
Yeah, you could have a 10-team league and start this week and be done week 17, Joe.
Right. Right, because they're still going to be playing people in week 17. All the great minds said they won't. Okay, the great running backs and everything else don't. But in guillotine, you do every week, right? You win or you're out, isn't
That's
it?
That's it.
Yeah, your team gets thrown into the waiver wire. So when low score is out.
There was a radio station in Chicago back in the 70s. I forgot what it was, but the salesman, they brought in a new big shot sales manager from New York and did a thing that you couldn't do it today if you wanted to, that every quarter, every 3 months, he does client reviews of their goals and everything. The lowest percentage of their goals got fired.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. That's like Glengarry, Glenn Ross, Joe.
So that was a guillotine league, right?
Basically.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, that's a guillotine league. The lowest person got fired just because they had a bad quarter. It wasn't me. I got fired for other reasons. Okay. I didn't tell you that there was cocaine in there. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Although right now I was thinking, should I dump him? Should I dump him?
All those waiting in the wings. He'll be joining us and Chai fans in the stands this evening. So that'll be fun.
Where?
Is he listening?
He's not listening now, but my next show that follows this, Chai fans in the stands, all those going to be on the show with us tonight.
Do they like Greg
and what
Braggs
are they saying? What's going on with Trubisky?
Well, it sounds like he's gearing up to play. I guess we'll get more details the closer we get, but I think he's going to play.
Okay.
I'm going to be there at that game.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, wow.
Let me say before I disappear from you guys, and it doesn't really – it did. How would you like to be a Detroit Lion fan?
Oh, brutal.
First of all, you're a Detroit Lion fan. You're miserable anyways, right, the last 20 years. You're miserable. Since Barry Sanders was there, you're miserable. That game was stolen by the referees.
Yep.
And you know what? They came out today. I saw the crawl on the TV. And the NFL apologized. They said it was a wrong call.
You know what? Definitely the wrong call.
Don't say a word. Be like... Don't you know, wrong call means you screwed up and that might keep me out of the playoffs? No.
Yeah, that's brutal.
That's BS. You have too much technology to let something... If the television announcers can see it, why can't they just send that down to the field, the information?
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Isn't that? I mean, think about that. Why can't they just send it down and say, hey, what do you see? It's not like you made it up. I hate to use a Trumpism. It's not fake news. There was BS, and there were more BSs on there that I couldn't even believe. And I'm not a Detroit fan or a fan of
the Bears.
You know, of Packers, but still, it's not fan. Well, no, you can't be fans of that.
But it was brutal. The officiating is definitely a problem, and it's going to be a problem until they address it. So I hope sooner than later the league comes out and does something, because this is getting really out of hand here.
Well, you know what it does, when it does, just like this NBA China thing, and I could talk for two shows about that, but I'll shut up. But the bottom line is that, you know, when it starts hurting their cash, and you know who will be the first to complain?
The owners?
Tuchel owners. Las Vegas.
Ah, yes.
Go back and look. Did those calls change the betting line?
I believe they did. I have to double check.
Okay, thank you. Nobody talk, because everybody's scared of Vegas. Are we scared of Vegas? Mike North is our associate. I mean, we're not scared of Vegas.
He's not scared of Vegas.
Not at all. Vegas is scared of him with his picks.
That's right.
But the bottom line is that, I mean, Vegas will complain because bad calls are costing them money. Don't forget, at the end of the day, Vegas books, all they want is a push.
Right.
They don't care if they ever win a game. They just don't want to lose a game. And the bottom line is they only want to push it. I mean, that changed the outcome of the game.
It sure did. I'm telling you, I'm looking at it right now. The Packers were 3-point favorites in that game.
Okay. I mean, you don't start seeing people getting investigated. Let's go to the Atlanta game. A guy who's missed, what, 3 extra points in 20 years?
It's very true.
Bryant missed the extra point. What was the odds in that game? Do you have them there in front of you? I should, but I'm just using them as an example. Look at the Cowboys game, you know, where they don't get the 2-point conversion. And by the way, that was pass interference. But at the end of the day, I think Vegas will be the ones to complain, especially now with all the legalized gambling and everything else. They're going to start pulling on, all you need is one ref. All you need. All you need is one ref. Thank you, NBA. You taught us that, right?
That's no doubt, man. It's pretty scary, isn't it?
I mean, think about that. When you go analyze that, go back and look at all these upsets. Guess who the upsets? They're called upsets because Vegas loses.
Well, I tell you what,
Vegas don't want to lose.
No, they don't. They definitely don't want to lose.
So,
the Falcons game, the line, in case you guys are wondering, the line was 3 points.
Okay, now think about that. He ties up the game. Automatically, it goes to 3 points, if not 7.
Yep.
It just blows my mind that people don't talk about this right now. And I'm telling you, there's just, I said when it started to become legalized gambling, it should have stayed. I mean, you gamble on apps and everything else. Fantasy football should be the extent of gambling legalized.
We love it, man. We love that fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't live without it. When I jump off with you, I'm going to go have, by the way, I'm going to have Tuesday night meal as always. My wife and I always have the same thing. She has tuna, and I have kosher bologna on white bread.
There you go. Do you do any mustard or anything, Spaceball?
Tooch, you wonder, where do you get kosher bologna where you live now? But
I don't know where I go.
I put about 6 or 7 slices of bologna on 2 fresh pieces of white bread, and then I squash it.
Ah, yes, the smush. You need to do the smush.
And no, I love the natural juices. I don't put any condiments on it whatsoever.
Well, there you go. Simple but sweet.
I'm nuts. Okay, guys. Hey, listen.
All right.
Good luck this week. Good luck this week. And yeah, right. You know me. Tuchel send me a thing saying, oh, my God. Guys, have a great show, rest of the show, and do good this week.
That's all the right. Plan.
Take our division south, the North Division. We remember one thing, guys. Just like Toronto, who won the World Championship, we are the North.
Kings of the North.
Well, we're in the North Division. I'll talk
That's
to
right.
you guys next week.
Absolutely, man. Spaceball, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, they're going to win. Huh? Washington 27-1. Are you done? And I just got the.
He's still on.
I'm gonna get rid of Spaceball. There he goes, Spaceball hanging out.
Kitchen talk with his wife.
Gotta love Spaceball, man. Tooch.
Oh yeah.
What a week, my friend.
Oh man, yeah, great. But, some great football, Joe. That Texans Chiefs game, man. What a game. Just like I said, man, surprised the Texans won that one, though, man. The Chiefs lost two in a row now.
Yeah, they're in a bit of a free fall. Of course, they're still a good team, but, man, that's tough.
Yeah, some things from that. You know, Tyreek Hill returned, had two touchdowns, 25 fantasy points. Patrick Mahomes, 25 fantasy points. He had 25 and 23 the last 2 weeks, so he's cooled off a little bit. And Travis Kelce, only 9 fantasy points and 11 the week before. If you drafted Travis Kelce, are you disappointed, Joe?
I mean, not really. He's had enough good games. I mean, the tight end position hasn't been anything to shake a stick at this year anyway.
Right. I agree.
And, Tooch, speaking of the tight end position, I got to set the tone for you with a little bit of music. What happened this week, Tooch?
Will Dissly got injured.
Will Dissly got injured?
My guy.
Are you going to be okay, buddy?
I'll survive, I think.
What are you going to do?
He was really racking it up for me, but I've got Mark Andrews also, so I'll survive. But it's a tough break for the kid, though. You know, he tore his patellar last year, and now he's torn his Achilles. Hopefully he comes back, Joe. A promising tight end. But I'll tell you, with the Seattle's got to replace those targets and catches and touchdowns. And I'm not looking at Luke Wilson, although he's probably a decent pickup. Mm-hmm. The guy I'm looking at on that team, Joe, is DK Metcalf.
Yes,
he's a
the
big
beast.
Target.
The beast from the East.
He's one of Tooch's top targets this week, Joe. You want to hear the rest? You want to hear some of my targets, or should we save that to the end?
No, let's just jump into it. Why not? It's top of the mind.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, let's do it. So Tooch's top targets. So I'll start with some wide receivers, Joe, while we're on it. I mentioned DK Metcalf, who will likely be filling some of those red zone, end zone targets that Will Dissly was getting.
Yeah.
Another guy you want to look at is Robbie Anderson, whose Spaceball just mentioned. He came back. He had a game, 25 fantasy points for Robbie Anderson. They've got Sam Darnold, like we said, throwing the ball now. So they're looking, the Jets.
Sammy.
They might want to invest a little bit in the Jets, because another guy on the Jets is Jamison Crowder. He had another with – when Darnold's there, he's getting the targets, Joe, a lot of targets. Robbie Anderson does it with less targets.
He sure
the
does.
Jets, of course, this week are Monday night against the home against the Patriots. But Robbie Anderson, eight targets, 5 catches, 125 yards and a touchdown, 25 fantasy points, like I mentioned. Jamison Crowder, 9 catches, 6 or 9 targets, 6 catches, 98 yards, no touchdowns. We had 16 fantasy points. And without Chris Herndon, Ryan Griffin, the tight end, Not to be confused with Brian Griffin from Family Guy, but Ryan Griffin had a touchdown, 11 fantasy points. And another guy you might want to look at, too, is Demaryius Thomas, who's had a couple double-digit fantasy games in a row. So, but that's wide receivers. Another guy I like is Terry Scorin McLaurin. You know, he had a couple touchdowns. He's pretty much their whole offense, Joe, although Adrian Peterson went over 100 rushing. Another guy that Spaceball mentioned didn't like was Auden Tate, who had 12 targets from the Red Rifle. But yes, there's a guy who was on, you might want to start thinking about the Bills players who are coming off a bye because they have a cherry schedule. We'll talk about John Brown at wide receiver. He has a lot of air yards as Josh Allen has aired it out to John Brown. Might want to think about picking him up if you're desperate. And a guy that we were also talking about, a local kid here from Urbandale, Iowa, Alan Lazard on the Packers, who had a touchdown in last night's game against the Lions. He is an Iowa State guy, also local here. And now moving on to tight ends.
Hey, Tooch, real quick, we'll pick it up in a second, but we do have some more breaking barroom news.
We interrupt this program for breaking Bears barroom news.
Breaking news in the NFL, the Tennessee Titans have a new starting quarterback. Ryan Tannehill is now the starter for the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. So if you're in an absolute pinch, you've seen Tannehill have some success in the past with the Dolphins. So maybe he can get things going with the Titans. So Ryan Tannehill, a starting quarterback yet again, Tooch.
And they're kind of like the same guy, though, aren't they? Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe Ryan Tannehill's a little bit better. I don't know. We'll see. Marcus Mariota had never been able to put it together. Had like one good game, really good game this season. But Ryan Tannehill came in relief of him against the Broncos. They were shut out by the Broncos at Mile High. And I don't know. If you're desperate, Ryan Tannehill, for me, I'm picking up Sam Darnold instead.
Or you know Josh who I'm Allen. Picking up.
Is out there. Josh Allen might still be out there, you know?
Yeah, but you know who I'm picking up? If Ryan Tannehill's starting for the Titans, I'm picking up the Chargers defense, Tooch.
That's right. Yeah, the Chargers
good streamer
ran
this
into
week.
The Chargers ran into a good defense, though, on Sunday night, Joe.
That yeah, Steelers defense. Man,
I thought for sure with Devlin Hodges, there's no way they're going to beat the Chargers, but man, Chargers really scuffling. I'm surprised the Chargers. They are slow starters, right, Joe?
Yeah, but they're they didn't even start on Sunday.
you gotta think Anthony Lynn is on the hot seat there.
Well, he's got to be. You know, there's some whatever's going on in that locker room. They started off so hot, and then Melvin Gordon comes back in the picture, and they look like a peewee team.
Yeah, he's kind of disrupted that chemistry a little bit. We'll see. He's turned Austin Eckler into James White now. So
yeah, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it is unfortunate. But hey, if maybe you have Austin Eckler and you want, you know, running back help off the waiver wire, well, there might be a few guys out there, Joe. I'm talking about Latavius Murray, who had a pretty good game last week.
Yeah, he's available in a lot of leagues.
That's right. And Alvin Kamara nursing a high ankle sprain. He's also got a sore knee. So here comes Latavius Murray for a second half surge to help people into the playoffs.
It's true, dude.
Pick up Latavius Murray. Some other guys I've got in my list here is Devin Singletary on the Bills is available in a percentage of leagues.
Coming off injury.
Coming off an injury. He's questionable, though, but you might want to stash him. Like I said, the Bills have a really easy schedule coming up, man. Their schedule, listen to this, Joe, coming off their bye, Miami, Philadelphia, Washington, at Cleveland, at Miami. So those five games, you might want to invest in some Bills players, Joe. I'm just saying. So
no doubt about it, man. Get your Bills. Yep. And Devin Singletary could very well be a top five running back when all said and done.
Yeah, till the end of the season, he might be, you know, your number one back in Buffalo. Another guy, right now he's the handicap handcuff to Dalvin Cook. That's Alexander Mattison, who who looked pretty good in relief of Dalvin Cook against the Eagles. Anything happens to Dalvin Cook, you've got a number one running back there, Joe. Another guy is Chase Edmonds on the Cardinals. You might want to hold on to him. David Johnson is a little bit gimpy. He's got a knee. And Jamal Williams, we talked about him. Looks like Aaron Jones finds himself in a timeshare. And then another guy who, a little surprising, he's passed Kalen Ballage in Miami, is Mark Walton, who came and looked a little bit more impressive than Kenyon Drake. You never know what's going on there.
He out-carried him.
Yeah, he had better results, too. So those are some names to remember if you're looking for help on the waiver wire.
Got another name for you guys real quick. A guy who's been on a lot of teams, but he got dropped because of injury. Rex Burkhead for the Patriots. I expected to return this week. There's a lot of leagues where he's unowned, so Rex Burkhead could be a guy that can help you a lot, too,
He's got a foot injury. Yeah, he's another guy that in the Patriots' long bench of running backs, Brandon Bolden had a touchdown last week. The tight ends, Joe, I mentioned the Bills. They've got a tight end that he's got 4.6 speed, Joe. This kid's name is Dawson Knox. He's a rookie. And he's got the right quarterback to get him the ball deep.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for Dawson Knox, especially against that really easy Bills schedule coming up their next five games. Another guy I like, Joe, this guy is a former NBA basketball player. He's on the Texans. He had 7 targets and 6 catches last week. He's talking about Darren Fells, the tight end on the Texans. Now, he looks pretty good, Joe. His last few games he's had, if you look at his his results, he's had his scoring, he's had 15, 16, and 13, 3 of the last 4 weeks.
Very impressive for a tight end.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do, much worse, So, I mean, the tight end, it's slim pickings out there. So
it's been so inconsistent, such an inconsistent position this year.
Right. Go ahead, Joe.
And speaking about Fells, you mentioned he had a good performance.
Yeah.
Not only did he have a good performance, he led the Chiefs in 69 yards.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive there.
Yeah, he's a big man. He's like 6'6", 270. Very athletic. Got some speed. Another guy I mentioned before was Luke Wilson, who's going to take over for Will Dissly. If he comes close to some production, doesn't have the speed of Dissly, but could be a sleeper tight end. Ben Watson comes back to the Patriots after Matt Lacoste goes down. And Cameron Brait, who had a touchdown. Looking like the Buccaneers may trade O.J. Howard. There's rumors that O.J. Howard may be traded. I don't know if you heard that, Joe.
I did. And apparently the Bears are in on it, as well as the Patriots.
Oh, boy. They really would. The Patriots would make great use of him. The Bears could really use him, though, I'm telling you right now. I know Draft Dr. Phil was praying for an O.J. Howard to the Bears trade. So. Yeah. And then quarterbacks, of course, Joe, I mentioned Sam Darnold, who had over 300 yards this past week. And Josh Allen, if he's still out there, someone dropped him because of the Bills were on a bye last week. And Kirk Cousins, who had another good week in a row, 300 yards passing. Those are two just targets for the week. A little bit, the wide receivers looking good, Joe. The rest of it is just kind of, there's some potential out there on the wide receiver wire, I'm telling you.
There is, man. There's lots of guys out there, lots of potential.
Yeah.
But you got to watch out for injuries, man, just like you lost your buddy.
We do. We got some Will key Dissler. Injuries, right? Besides Dissly, we have Amari Cooper sat the game out. He had a quad injury. Emmanuel Sanders went out with a knee injury. He's supposed to play, though. James Conner also has a quad injury. We mentioned Alvin Kamara with an ankle and a knee. And Todd Gurley also with a quad injury. That quad, a lot of people with quad injuries, Joe, and that leg, it can really swell up.
It's no good.
A lot of blood has to be drained. It's difficult for the athlete to come back right away from that. But The bye weeks, of course, you have Buccaneers, the Browns, the Panthers, and the Steelers on bye this week. So that's a lot of fantasy talent, Joe. Buccaneers, Browns, Panthers, and Steelers. A lot of guys.
So it check, is, Tooch. Yeah, I got a lot of leagues where my – I'm in a couple of leagues where both my running backs and all my bench running backs are on a bye.
Right. Yep, and then –
slim pickings.
I'm telling you, it's bad. I feel for people this week, man. That's a lot of talent out there. The Buccaneers wide receivers, the Browns wide receivers and running backs, and Panthers, McCaffrey, and the Curtis Samuel had a big game, Joe. He might be a guy that's still out there.
Yeah.
He had a touchdown rushing and a touchdown receiving. He's finally looking like he could come out. And then, of course, the Steelers. Juju Smith-Schuster, one fantasy point, Joe.
Yeah, he took a tootsie wootsie.
Man. So are there any fantasy games that you're looking forward to this week, Joe, for fantasy gold? How about give us some – I'm looking at one game. I'll let you know after you give us your fantasy gold game of the week.
Yeah, so it's really tough to pick this week because there are, you know, a handful of good matchups. But I got to say, the game that I'm really looking at, Tooch, and it seems kind of silly on paper when you say it out loud, but one of the games, there's two games that I'm looking at. So number one, I like the Raiders going down to Green Bay. I think that's going to be a nice fantasy game. I think both sides of the ball, you have, you know, running backs, and even Derek Carr is a decent play against Green Bay with the way he's been slinging it around lately.
Right.
So I like that game. But my top fantasy game of the week, Tooch, it's got to be the Ravens going down to play the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's one of mine,
Sunday afternoon.
Too.
That That'll is going to be a yeah. hell of a game.
And the Rams and at Falcons. That'll be another big score. Now, the Ravens and Seahawks features two running quarterbacks. Russell Wilson has had two rushing touchdowns the past 2 weeks. He finished last week 295 yards passing, two touchdowns, and nine rushes for 31 yards and a touchdown with 33 fantasy points. But the other guy who will be on the other side of the field at quarterback, Lamar Jackson, 19 carries, 152 yards, and a touchdown. He finished with 35 fantasy points. He became the first quarterback in NFL history to have over 200 yards passing and over 150 yards rushing. Lamar Jackson, who's had a fantastic fantasy season.
Yeah, man, talk about a stud. The kid's playing out of his mind. That's going to be an incredible game. I'm starting pretty much everybody I can get in that one. That's going to be some fantasy dynamite right there, Tooch. Even Luke Wilson, like you said, I like Luke Wilson in this game, at least for this week. So that's going to be a good one.
Chris Carson had a big game, too, in that one. Joey's had over 100 yards rushing the past 2 weeks, 30 fantasy points in this one. Chris Carson looks to be over his fumbling problems there, though, huh, Joe?
Well, it looks like it for now. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But Carson coming into his own, you know, so I think he's going to have another nice day on Sunday. Of course, we got the Saints coming down to play the Bears here in Chicago on what's one of the best games of the week. I will be at that one in person. Very much looking forward to that. My fiance got me an early wedding present.
Very nice.
And first row behind the Bears bench, so I'm
more than excited
for that one.
Man, talk about shy fan in the stand.
Yeah, literally, you might see the shy fan on TV.
Nice. I'll be watching that one for sure. I'll keep an eye out for you, Joe. Now, Michael Thomas in that Saints game last week had 12 targets. He's doing it again, lots of targets. We'll see what's going on with Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray. You got to expect if Alvin Kamara not ready to go, we're going to see a lot of Latavius Murray's hurt the Bears before in the past. Now the Bears placing Akeem Hicks on injured reserve, that's going to hurt their defense. And Jared Cook, another touchdown. So 2 weeks in a row, touchdown. He looks to be turning the corner now. If he's available, I recommend picking up Jared Cook.
Yeah, it's a good option, but he is available in zero of my leagues.
Ah, okay. Right, in that Rams Falcons game, you know, you had the Falcons and Cardinals game. That was some big scoring there, Joe. Kyler Murray 340 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions. He also ran for 32 yards, finished with 40 fantasy points. It was against the Atlanta defense, who are probably the worst defense in the league, though. So,
no doubt, man.
Temper your expectations. But
I tell you who my start of the week is, Tooch. And when I go with my start of the week, I'm looking for someone who's a little bit in obscurity, but I feel good about him for this week. So you're talking about the game Rams Falcons, Tooch, and I think you know who I'm going to say. My start of the week, Tooch, Mohamed Sanu.
Oh, yeah, great. I'm surprised at how available he is in a lot of leagues, Joe. He should be
owned. Available, yeah.
You know, he lines up in the slot most of the time. You know, the slot receivers take advantage of that third cornerback. So Mohamed Sanu should be owned, and that should be a high-scoring game. Neither teams are playing good defense. So I expect a shootout in that one. Matt Ryan, over 300 yards in each game. He did it again, Joe, last week against the Cardinals, 356 yards, passing four touchdowns. He finished with 43 fantasy points. He was the highest scoring quarterback. Joe, Matt Ryan's been really good this year. You know who else has been great? Austin Hooper does it again, over 100 yards.
Your guy. Is he your new Will Disley, Tooch?
I wish. He's gone, Joe. But I did pick up Hunter Henry, Joe, who came back, 8 catches, over 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He finished with 35 fantasy points. You know, I have him. I didn't start him because he was questionable. And I was like, what's he, you know, how much could he do, you know, coming back?
Well, there you go.
He went nuts. Are you expecting big things from Hunter Henry the rest of the way out?
I am, Tooch. It was like a shot in the arm when they finally started using him in the game. They came back to life. So, yeah, man, you really got to watch out for Hunter Henry. I am jealous that I missed him on the waiver wire. I had my claim in, but I lost, and I'm really bummed about it because I think he's going to be top five the rest of the way if it continues the way it is. Phillip Rivers loves him. So now that he's on that field, you figure he's got to be good for at least 5 to 7 targets a game, and I'm taking that all day with a tight end.
Right. Now, Joe, Keenan Allen on the Chargers, 5 fantasy points this week, 6 fantasy points last week. He's been overshadowed by Mike Williams, who had 12 targets last week. Williams finished with 12 fantasy points, 10 targets, only 5 catches, 72 yards. But Mike Williams looking to be a little bit more of a target hog. Do you expect Keenan Allen to bounce back? They're at the Titans this week.
Yeah, Keenan Allen will be back. You know, he's a guy that if you're looking to make a trade, he's a guy you're going to try to trade for now while his stock is low. Maybe you can get him for a little cheaper because, you know, I love Keenan Allen. I think he's a stud. He's one of those guys that, you know, he's streaky, right? You know, he kind of has those moments throughout the year, but I love Keenan Allen. I think he's going to be a worthwhile play the rest of the year. And let me talk about his schedule real quick while I have it in front of me, right?
Yeah.
So the next 3 weeks are a little tough. So you get Tennessee, you get the Bears, then you get Green Bay. So that's kind of rough. But check this out. Starting at week 10, you get Oakland, Kansas City, bye week, Denver, Jacksonville, Minnesota. Mm. So it's pretty decent, especially in that stretch getting into the playoffs. So I like Keenan Allen. He's a guy I think you can ride to the playoffs if you hold on to him. Or if you're kind of on the edge and you need to make a run to make the playoffs, I feel like he's the guy that's going to get you there. So Keenan Allen, definitely someone to pursue right now because his stock is low.
Yeah, he's definitely, you could probably buy low right now. Now, against the Pittsburgh defense, Joe, Pittsburgh defense surprisingly good right now.
They've been very good. T.J. Watt looks like a absolute freak out there. He's that whole defense, really. It's been really something to watch because
Devin Bush in the middle there at linebacker. He's the engine right there. They've got some good players in the secondary as well. They can rush the passer. It's just, boy, No Big Ben, Joe.
No Big Ben. He's getting fined for wearing his Apple Watch on the sideline, though, too.
With that defense, boy, Big Ben could have done something this season. It's a shame. Feel for Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And, Joe, let's see. What else do we have that newsworthy that I wanted to talk about in my notes?
Well, I got, you before got you something. Get into that, too, yeah. I got something. That,
yeah.
It was brought up in the chat room by John Kesick, and I also saw this today across a couple different means. But there's some rumors about the Bears potentially making a trade for Cam Newton. I don't know how I really feel about it. I think Cam Newton's prime is way past him. And I feel like, if anything, it would just be some depth behind Trubisky. But I'm just curious to get your thoughts on that.
Well, it doesn't look like he can throw as well as he used to after the shoulder injury. I mean, how much is he going to cost when you think about it, to be honest? You're not giving up a first-round pick. We've got 2 second rounds. Do you give up a second round for a guy who's on the decline?
No.
I don't think so. A fifth-round pick, fourth-round pick, maybe? I mean, he's going to put some butts in the seats, but, you know, we're selling out anyways, right?
Maybe they'll package Anthony Miller and get, Cam and somebody else. Who knows? But regardless, I don't think if he comes here, he's not starting. Not in my book.
Yeah, I'm not even sure he's healthy. They want to. They like Kyle Allen, who I think is undefeated as a starter, right, Joe? Well,
I don't know. Yeah, he's been playing really well.
Since he took over, I don't think they've lost. He's scored fairly well, also as a fantasy player. He's a decent second quarterback, cover your butt in a bye week. I found what I wanted to.
Yeah, what is it?
To talk to you about. I'm talking about the Eagles tight ends. They said Dallas Goedert outscored Zach Ertz, and there's talk of the Eagles trading Zach Ertz, as I think he's out of contract this season, and Dallas Goedert may be the future. Zach Ertz, where would be a good spot for Zach Ertz to land, Joe?
Well, they probably won't do it, Tooch, but I could see him landing in New England, of course.
Yeah, right. Or Seattle.
New England or Seattle are good options. Of course, here in Chicago would be awesome.
Yeah.
I believe, if I remember correctly, his wife, Julie Ertz, plays for the Chicago soccer team for women here.
Oh, that'd be great.
The Chicago Stars.
Ertz, a former Notre Dame tight end, I believe, right, Joe?
That's right, and yes, his wife Julie Ertz plays for the Chicago Red Stars, who I believe are making it into the playoffs here in Chicago as well. So that could be just a little minor factor in that. You never know, but the Bears could be a good spot for him. Of course, we talked about the Patriots. We talked about Seattle. I think a dark horse team that no one's really talking about that could use the tight end help right now, Tooch, is none other than the Steelers. I mean, we've been talking about why am I drawing a blank here? Your other
Vance
favorite tight end,
McDonald.
Vance McDonald. We've talked about him all year long. I just don't know where he went.
Yeah, he's disappeared. He's got two very young quarterbacks throwing him the ball. Although, they actually did kind of the same thing. Rudolph and Hodges, they finished with similar stats of these past two weeks. It just happens that Hodges got the win. New England and Seattle, these are teams who are at the tops or near the top of their divisions, that could use the tight end help, especially after Disley going down, the Patriots losing Matt Lacoste and having to go with Ben Watson. But, there's always the rumor of Rob Gronkowski returning, Joe. I don't see it. He says he could, but that's something to monitor. And Jay Ajayi possibly returning, Joe. He's going to be working out for teams this week, I think.
I'm sure somebody will sign him. I heard he's going to be working out for a handful of teams. Running back is a needy position, especially after injuries, so...
Oh, yeah.
Keep an eye on that. Yep. There's also some rumors flying around that the Buffalo Bills are interested in Antonio Brown. John Kesick mentioning that in the chat room, but AB's a bit of a a clown at the moment. So
yeah, is he allowed to play or?
I have no idea.
Suspended, isn't he?
I don't think he's officially suspended.
No. Okay. All right.
Not yet. Yeah. Anyway. for whatever he does next, Tooch.
Yeah, all right, Joe. That's about all I've got. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott had a big game coming back. It's about first time we haven't mentioned his name in a while.
Yeah, no, he's kind of fell off the radar. And you know, I think he's going to have I imagine he'll have a great game against the Eagles this week. That Eagles run D has not been anything special, really. They're decent, but I imagine they'll make some work out of him. So I like Zeke this week. I like running backs this week in general. Saquon Barkley expected to return against the Cardinals this week. So I love Saquon Barkley against the Cardinals. That's going to be some dynamite right there. And
that might be a high-scoring game. Joe will have to monitor that one. You know, the Cardinals love to run up-tempo offense. And then, you know, the Giants maybe trying to keep pace. They've got Golden Tate, who had a big game last week.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley, Evan Engram should be making his return. So the Giants have the firepower to keep up with the Cardinals. We'll have to watch that one.
And Tooch, a guy we didn't talk about who's kind of exploding back into the limelight is Carlos Hyde for the Texans. You know, guy just kind of had a monster game on Sunday. He had 26 carries in that game, Tooch, 116 yards. He scored a touchdown, caught a pass. I mean, this guy put up, you know, close to 20 fantasy points for a guy that I started just because of bye weeks. But it looks like he might be hanging on my starting spot for a little bit if they're going to keep that share of carries.
Right, and he's available in a lot of leagues, Joe. So Carlos Hyde, if you needed a guy, Duke Johnson also, you know, Duke's been pretty solid backing up Hyde. You know, he scored double-digit fantasy points in most of his weeks. But Deshaun Watson, Joe, how good has he been?
He's been unreal, man. He has been, you know, he's arguably the number one pick in fantasy right now. It's, you know, it's he's been so good that you can make that argument.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Matt Ryan, those four guys have been fantastic this year. I'd have to effort to see who exactly are the top quarterbacks after this year, after this week. I mean,
there's so many quality options in quarterback.
Yeah,
quarterback. It just reiterates every year, Tooch. You can wait for a quarterback.
Yeah,
you don't have to draft one early.
Matt Ryan is on top. He's passed Patrick Mahomes this week. Patrick Mahomes in second. Russell Wilson in third. He's having a great season. Lamar Jackson in fourth. And Watson in fifth. Those are your top five quarterbacks after 6 weeks, Joe. Just like we drew it up, right?
Just like we drew it up. And I feel bad. And in one of my leagues last week, in the league I'm in with Adam Rank from the NFL Network, I was offered – I've been trying to get Matt Ryan. I need QB help. I was offered a bunch of different trades, and then I got offered Amari Cooper for Matt Ryan, and I decided I wanted to keep Cooper, and it's amazing how things change in 1 week.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I wish I had Matt Ryan right now.
I've got three fantasy teams, and I've got Matt Ryan on two of them, and the other quarterbacks on the third team is Deshaun Watson, so I'm pretty happy so far.
Yeah. You're doing pretty well.
I think I've got a chance in all three of those leagues, but we'll see. You know, baseball and Sandman in the Barroom League are going to be tough to take down, Joe.
Well, there's only one way to do it, Tooch. Just keep on fighting.
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. All we do is win, 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 no matter what.
Now, before you leave for shy fans in the stands, I wanted to know, did they let Greg Braggs out of Twitter prison?
No, sir. He's still locked up.
Good grief.
He's locked up in Twitter jail. I didn't even realize that it's almost 9:10. I just got in a roll, Tooch, and I lost track of time.
Well, that's all right, Joe. You were talking with your BFFF, your best fantasy football friend.
Yes, my best fantasy football friend. And no, for anyone listening, it does not stand for anything else naughty. Fill in the blanks. But Tooch, man,
I have a great show. And next, say hi to Greggy Sunshine and the barkeeper for me.
You know we will. For those of you who don't know, coming up on Shy Fans in the Stands here in a few minutes, you've got myself, Greg Braggs Jr., and Aldo Gandia, the barkeeper, the head of Bears Barroom Radio Network, will be joining us. We'll be talking about the Bears matchup this weekend with the Saints, and of course talking about the bye week. So tons of stuff to talk about. It's going to be a great show. Tooch, thank you so much for joining me tonight, my brother.
My pleasure.
And a huge thanks to Spaceball for swinging by and making us laugh like he always does.
Yeah.
And somehow his undefeated fantasy team. So we'll keep chasing you, Spaceball. I'm not sure how you do it, but we're coming after you. But, Tooch, right, it's going to be a fun one. And looking forward to this game, week of games coming up. Of course, on Thursday night, you get the Chiefs playing the Broncos. So that should be a fun one to watch, too.
Oh, yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled because it's going to be fantasy glory in that one. I like what I'm seeing. I'm starting everyone I can in that one. So that's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a fun week of fantasy. And for all you listening out there, good luck in your matchups this week. And God bless America. God bless football. And let's kick some ass. Wee-haw!
So long, farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.